Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 180.
What's up, everyone? This is Trent with Jazz Piano School. Today, we're going to be going through the tune Arigen and specifically some comping techniques. Because this tune is really a great workout. It goes through several different chord types, modulates through some different keys in the bridge, and you can get a lot of good insights out of this if you learn how to comp through it. So we're just going to go section by section, and I'll show you the techniques kind of along with how they'll be incorporated into the tune. So the melody starts out like this. So it's basically a minor six chord, going up a half step, back down. So what that second chord is the tritone substitution of the five. So instead of playing, we play. So we basically know we're going to need some chords for the F minor, and we know we're going to need some chords for the G flat 7. Now the good news is the second section is this exact same thing, but up a fourth in the key of B flat. So we can use the same techniques for the first part of the melody as we can for the second part. And then we're going to have to figure out how to combine those two parts together. So the first thing to go over is the minor six chord and the diminished chord and how they work together. So basically what we're going to be doing is playing a minor six chord and then going up the inversions, being able to play any of these, and then being able to connect them with a diminished chord in between. So to get from here to here, we're gonna play a diminished chord based on the note in between them in the F minor scale. So again, you could go a half step below. Okay, so to play all the way through the scale, it would sound like this. Thanks. All right, so that's what we've got for the F minor. What you want to practice doing is just playing any inversion and kind of making some connections like that. So stuff like that. And then you're going to want to take the same whole process to B flat, which is the next key we're going to go to. So take that minor six chord all the way up. We'll start down here. And then, you know, do the same thing, kind of figuring out your own little patterns. All Now, you want to do these definitely one key at a time. So F and then B flat or whichever way you want to do it. But really feel comfortable doing that. Okay, so the other part, as I showed you earlier, is that tritone. So we're going to need a chord for that tritone. So what I'm working on is this like dominant 7 flat 5 chord. So the chord tones are 1, 3, flat 5, 7. It's just a 4-note chord. So in root position, sound like this. And then, what is it? Yeah. But then you got to take it through all the inversions. And then you got to put it together with your minor chord voicing. So it's. Same thing in B flat. So it's going to be your B flat minor 6 chord. And then this B flat 5. So if I was to play this, I'd probably go up. So you want to get comfortable doing that in all the different inversions, which I'm still working on now, just so you know. And then there's one more thing you need for this first section, which is to combine the F to the B flat. So there's a chord in between there. It goes, it's like F minor, G flat 7, F minor, and then we get a F dominant 7 that goes to the B flat 6. It's the 5 of the 1. So we need a chord for that. And what we're actually going to do is go to those diminished chords that we were using as passing tones and use the diminished chords that we were using for the B flat actually as in substitute for the F chord. So if you remember, the B flat minor 6 diminished scale goes like this. Okay, so any of these diminished chords, we can use them in place of the F7, and you actually get the flat 9, the 3, the 5, and the 7. So if you used it in the tune, it would sound like this. Really nice. It's much nicer when you do it in drop 2, which eventually is what you're going to be wanting doing a lot of this in. So, like, you know, we're going to drop this second note from the top down to the left hand. So, sorry. So that's how we're going to bridge the gap. We're going to play a diminished chord. A leading tone diminished chord of the B flat minor 6 in place of the F7. You could spend a lot of time working on this, especially when you get it all in drop 2. Like running this scale drop 2 takes some time to get down. So the way that I've been doing it is kind of trying to visualize it. So I'll start with it in closed position right here. And then I'll visualize taking this C and dropping it down here. I'll play that. I'll visualize closing it back up. So I'm seeing in my head F, A flat, C, and D without moving my hands. And then I'm visualizing moving up to the next chord, which is G, B flat, C sharp, and E in close position. And then I'm visualizing dropping that C sharp down here, all while keeping my hands down. And then I move up to it. So that's a really powerful technique to really ingrain it in your brain, which is visualization. You can use that for anything, not just this. You should use it for everything, for practicing away from the piano, visualizing and trying to hear it in your head and see it on the keyboard and like think what your keyboard looks like and think, you know, visualize everything you can. It really helps. So that's how we're going to get through the first part of the tune. So next part of the tune, let me just play the melody so you can hear what it sounds like. So it's this is where we can use these. Now we're going to go through a series of 2/5. So it's D, G, C. C sharp minor, F sharp 7, B major, and then C minor, F 7, B flat. I'm gonna play it without saying it, sorry. So it's. And then get a B flat, E flat. And then a minor 2/5 to get us back to F. Okay, so that string of 2/5s is really cool. So basically, we'll go one by one. So the 2/5 in C, you end on a C major chord, and then the next chord is a C sharp minor. So if you leave these shells in here, the 7 and the 3, that's the shells of the next chord, the C sharp minor. So you can kind of go down in that pattern. Now it's going to be a C minor next. You see, you keep that 7th and the 3rd. Really cool pattern. So this section is just great for first getting down those shells and then just working on whatever chord voicings you're working on. You're going to get to go through 4 keys right here. So this is a voicing I'm working on right now. It's a 2/5. It's like a... So it's force in the left hand and then a minor triad in the right hand. And then bringing up the 7th and 13 right here. And then a nice... I'm not sure if I played that way last time, but this is what it's supposed to be, though. Root, 2nd or 9th, 5, 6, 7, 3. So I can practice through this bridge going... Okay. All right, now we're moving to the key of B. So I got C sharp minor, F sharp 7, B... Now we're going to the key of B flat. And then the last one is in the key of A flat. Might not be exactly right. But so you see, you get to go through 4 different 2/5s right there. So that's where you just want to rep whatever... whatever voicings you're working on for your 2/5s, whether it be just your rootless voicings, or it could be, you know, the other position. Or it could be those, but with your drop twos. Through all that stuff, whatever chord voicings you're working on, it's just perfect to work on them. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the comming, and then we've got a minor 2/5 at the end, and again, just whatever you're working on. These are the two I'm working on if you want to work on them as well. So when we get the 2/5 back to the F, it's like a root, skip a note, flat 5, 7, 3. So it's like a drop 2. And then I go up to 7, 3, flat 13, sharp 9, and then down to the minor 6. So it sounds like this. That's one I'm working on, and then the other one I'm working on is, it sounds like the wedding march to me. So you put the flat 5 at the top, the root in the 7th in the middle, and the 3rd on the bottom. So I keep thinking it's going to be... so that's how I remember it, but... It goes like this, and then the inner voices move out one half step each. So you get 7, 3, flat 13, flat 9. So it's... And then you resolve the same way. So you get to work that 2-5. You get to work four 2-5s, four major 2-5s. Then you get to work your minor 6s with a tritone substitution for the 5th. It's just, it's wonderful. So to close this out, I'm just going to play all the way through the tune, take a solo on it, and you guys can get kind of a sense of where this will all actually happen in the tune. You'll see me use some of those diminished 6, and then hopefully you can take some of this into your own playing. All right, here we go. There you go. I'm going to be working on this just as much as you are, so have fun practicing. Remember, the diminished 6 chords, using the diminished chord of the B-flat to anticipate and in place of the F7, and work your 2-5 voicings over the bridge, and have fun. Happy practicing.